Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, and you're listening to another episode of A Teaspoon of Healing. Today, I have a guest with me, Dr. Tara Perry. She's a clinical hypnotherapist and a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. Hi, Tara.
Hey, Dawn. Nice to be with you today.
Nice to have you here, too. Before we really get started, do you prefer to be called Tara, Dr. Perry?
Whatever's comfortable for you, you can call me Tara.
Okay. So, Tara, do you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background and some of the work you do?
Sure. Going way back, my dad was on the board of the Price Pottinger Foundation, which is probably the oldest nutritional foundation on the planet. And so I kind of had it instilled in me early on that, healing is an inside game and health and nutrition matter. When I graduated from UCLA, I spent 5 years in the entertainment business and ended up at the number one talent agency in Hollywood. The competition to get into that place was fierce. Both the head of the company and the head of the television department wanted me to work for them. And I couldn't see myself being in the environment anymore. It was incredibly, I would say, cutthroat. And I just didn't feel like I, was helping anybody or had that foreseeable in my future if I stayed on that path. So I called up my homeopath one day and I said, what would I do if I want to do what you do? And getting a license to practice medicine was a necessary means to that end. So he said, well, you can become an MD, you can be a chiropractor, you can be an acupuncturist. And he thought the best way, in his opinion, to learn how the body functions was acupuncture, which is what he had done. So 2 weeks later, I was doing night classes. And then a year later, somewhere about in there, I gave notice a quarter later. And then a year later, I was in China studying at one of the top five traditional Chinese medical hospitals for an entire year. And that was an amazing experience. But anyway, I just fell in love with holistic healing. I love how people can, have increased in health outcomes by employing things that, have been shown to work forever. Acupuncture has been around for thousands of years. Herbology has been around for thousands of years. There's a whole lot of mind, body, spirit. I just interviewed on my podcast the other day, Ellen Langer, who is the premier researcher professor at Harvard, who all the transformational teachers around the world quote, because she's done so much to contribute to demonstrating through science and studies how the brain, unbeknownst to us, is influencing our minds. And the more mindful we become, the more we take out mindlessness and all the programming that's unconsciously been put in there, the better outcomes we can enjoy. So fortunately, along the way, before COVID, I found that I'm very good at helping people go into their subconscious mind and rewriting those old programs that we're not aware of that are pulling the strings in our life, often to our detriment. I always say people are like an iPhone 14 operating on iPhone 4 technology. So the good news is that you can just rewrite that program. Bruce Lipton talks about how, you don't just remove the old programming, but you actually have to put in programming that serves you. So as people are dropping that iPhone 4 and moving to that iPhone 14, I make them a customized audio tape based on what comes out in their session, and they can build that neural pathway from where they are to where they want to go. And scientists now know that 90 to 95% of our brain is our subconscious mind, below the level of our consciousness. And it's really a thrilling delight to see what can happen in somebody's life, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, when you take out the old programming that's harming you and insert programming that is empowering.
Well, thank you for that. I thought that was really interesting, and congrats on your new path. Well, it's not as new now, but starting from entertainment and going into health and wellness and all of your education, being in China, that sounds really amazing. You must have learned so much.
It was a great experience. I think all Americans should go live in a third world country for a while, because it's just, we take so much for granted. And I also interviewed Daniel Everett, who went and lived with the a very indigenous Amazonian tribe for 30 years. And it really dramatically changes your perspective But there's a lot for us to learn about life when things are simpler and without all the trappings and the tools that we don't see what life can be like without it.
I agree. He's right. Now, you had mentioned something that was really interesting, and it's about, I guess we mentioned that we're operating on a iPhone 4 level and kind of an iPhone 14 world. And to replace that programming with different programming. So how can we do that? What are some methods to do that?
That's a great question. And it's challenging to do it on your own because, again, this is subconscious. So there are great tools, which I highly encourage people to take advantage of, such as meditation. I'm a huge Dr. Joe Dispenza person. I'm doing my 8th live event with him in June. And everybody who's willing, I have them doing his stuff simultaneously. A lot of Dr. Joe people love working with me because they already know the power of the subconscious mind. They know the benefits there are to reap, but they have something in particular specifically that they want to shift and change. So, you know, when they find out that they can work one-on-one with me to achieve that, they're super excited. So, you know, it might be mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. It doesn't really matter. There's the emotion that you're feeling that you don't want to be feeling. There's a reason it's there, and there's a mission that it's on. But again, it's that iPhone 4 that's operating, usually implanted somewhere between the ages of 2 and 10. When we're in childhood, we're very, very susceptible to programming. So, and it's the craziest thing for people sometimes. You know, I have a gal that I worked with. She's an amazing oral surgeon, you know, wonderful woman, highly trained, but she never felt comfortable asking for money. So we just took her back to the beginning, the root of the cause and the reason for that issue. And, you know, once she could see it and we understood, okay, this is what this energy wants and needs, we were able to just rewrite that program. Again, I give people that audio tape that's customized to their issue that they listen to each and every night. It's like 10 minutes. You don't even have to be awake. Your subconscious mind will hear it. And then I have people take a few notes in a high-performance planner to notice what's shifting and changing, because anything that you put your energy on, you put your focus on, gets your energy and you get more of it. So we really, really want to notice those shifts and changes that are happening, you know, quickly and positively in the direction that you want. So that becomes a positive cycle in your life. So I called her up a couple of months later and I said, how's that issue going for you? She says, oh my God, I go home with more energy. I'm a better wife. I'm a better mother. I said, dollar-wise, what's that worth to you to be able to ask for what you're worth? She says about $10,000 more a month.
Wow.
Nice.
Yes. Exactly. Wow. That's really great. And so this probably can show up also as blockages. You know, a lot of people, we have a lot of dreams that we want to achieve, a lot of goals, but sometimes we don't reach them because there's blocks. And so how can people get to the root of their largest block to achieving their dreams?
And another great question. Yeah. And again, it's subconscious. So the things that you do like in a group setting, such as meditation, you know, Wim Hof is really into cold therapy, which I think is fabulous. I mean, you're going to get a lot of wonderful health benefits from that done properly. Let's see, what are some other, breath work is another great one. Life-changing. And I've interviewed some of the top people on the planet for that. Haven't interviewed Wim Hof yet, but you know, maybe that'll come around. But I did interview a guy who was a quadriplegic once and a paraplegic once. We just did a seminar together a couple of days ago, and he healed himself both times with breath work. So super powerful stuff. Yeah. But if you have a block that you're rubbing up against that you just, you know, you're procrastinating, you like, for example, I worked with a gal that I met at one of the Dispenza retreats, and she said, look, I didn't have any problem asking for money when I was a lawyer, but I now run a gallery and I'm a gallerist in Europe. And I just, for some reason, I can't ask for money, which is hurting me. It's hurting the people that I represent. And so we just went back again, found the beginning, the origin of where that came from. In Chinese medicine, we're always trained to go for the root of something. If you know, you don't treat a branch if you can possibly avoid it. You know, you do if you want to add comfort to somebody's life, but you really want to remove the root so that they don't have to deal with this anymore. So that's, again, why my heart sings doing this work, because people typically have problems that they've been, you know, experiencing their whole lives. Like, you know, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel worthy. I keep attracting the same type of toxic partner, you know, whatever it is. Anxiety is a huge one that I get. People often, they just like, I don't know why, but I always feel like I'm on pins and needles. You know, the fight or flight is constantly going off. So one of the magical outcomes that I found is that it's really good at dialing people back from that sympathetic nervous system into the parasympathetic nervous system. Because we're not designed to be in sympathetic nervous system all the time. And in our crazy society with the, you know, very active left brain that we have, where we're compartmentalizing and we're labeling, you know, our brain and our nervous system is constantly getting that feedback that, oh, I'm not okay. You know, things are not, you know, danger, danger, danger. And then our immune system turns off, our digestive system turns off, our hormonal system turns off because we're not, you know, there's no time for repair. You're too busy dealing with an emergency, which isn't happening.
Yes, yes, definitely. A lot of that, I've worked with people on that and talked to people about that, is that we're in a constant state of stress in our bodies. It's pretty primal. We don't know that it's not like an invading tribe or something, an opposing tribe, or maybe a big antelope that's going to crash into our tent or something, or our dwelling. So we'll take stress of like traffic, and it is that, as far as our body, it has the same effects as some of these other things, like an invading tribe. And we're not meant to like live in that all the time.
Exactly. I recently worked with a guy that scored 100 on his PTSD scores in the military, and he was having regular panic attacks and wasn't able to focus on his, you know, work that he was training in. And after two sessions, he said, I don't have my panic attacks anymore. He says, I'm able to focus on my work. He says, it can't be this easy, because he had already done the stuff that, you know, the government had made available to him. And, you know, he hadn't gotten the results that he was looking for.
Okay. So now trauma, whether it's from, you know, like say a soldier, that's, you're going to have a lot of trauma with PTSD, and people as well, like childhood trauma, relationship trauma. I'm assuming that this can affect all of the areas of our life, including physical.
So it's really interesting. Yeah. So what's fascinating is that the military guys that I've worked with have not gone back to battle. They've gone back to childhood. So these triggers typically, like I worked with a gal that had been attacked by a Rottweiler, and she went through 6 jaw surgeries. She was living in pain and fear of losing more teeth. She had developed a choking disorder. So every time she ate, she was living in fear of having to go to the hospital. This was a big burden because she had 3 young children. And I mean, this was a huge drain on the family. But she didn't go back to the dog attack. She went back to something prior to that. And, because it seems that when we're really open, at those young formative years, like the Jesuits said, you know, give me a child till they're 7 years old and I'll own them for the rest of their lives. Because we're so impressionable at that time. So if we feel or sense that we're overwhelmed, that, you know, we're bad, that we're not worthy, whatever it is, that tends to get imprinted deeper than it would later in life. And so, you know, Donald Hebb back in 1948 figured out that neurons that fire together wire together. And the whole key to this is recognizing why those neurons got fired and wired together. And then once the subconscious mind can see, oh, I don't want that. That's not doing what I thought it was doing. It'll be willing to let that go. But then it needs that pathway from where it is to where it wants to go. So I often say I only work with people that have an 8, 9, or a 10 need to change and an 8, 9, or 10 desire to change, because it does take the want to. The brain, when it's stressed, wants to drink a beer, watch television, and fall asleep. So in order to change, you have to want it, and you have to just be willing to apply the simple steps. So it's kind of like learning a sport or going to the gym and starting to use muscles that you've never used before. It feels weird to change. Change is not generally, you know, the most welcome thing to the mind. But once you can see, oh, okay, I'm leaving something that is horrible and is harming me and feels painful and isn't good for my health, it's not good for my relationships, it's not good for my income, then it'll be willing to make that journey, which isn't difficult. It's just, it requires want to.
Okay. Yeah. That's really important. A lot of work, even the work I do, getting people to want to make the changes. You can tell people what, you know, this is what you can do. You can, but if somebody doesn't want to do something, it's not going to do that. Now, when you see people with childhood trauma, does it sometimes affect, you know, physical symptoms as well?
Oh, 100%. In fact, that's, I mean, I love acupuncture. I've reversed paralysis. I've helped people get pregnant that were, you know, I've been written up in fertility books as helping get some of their leading, their most difficult cases pregnant. You know, after effects of stroke and, you know, various other problems, a drop foot, and acupuncture is terrific. However, again, I just find that accessing this amazing subconscious mind, your conscious mind is only processing 40 bits of information per second. Your subconscious mind is processing 40 million bits of information per second. So for example, I recently worked with somebody who had 40 years of back pain from having broken his back in a motorcycle accident. And he was all excited when he found out I had a very lengthy acupuncture background. And I said, well, you've done acupuncture and you've done chiropractic. Why don't we just find out what's preventing the healing in the first place and take that out so that your body can heal? And he was an advanced Dispenza guy. So he said, great, sign me up. And in just 60 days, he was 90% free of the pain. I did interview him for my podcast and I said, are you surprised that this happened so quickly? And he said, no, I know how powerful my mind is. So we're living in pretty exciting times when, you know, people like Ellen Langer, who's a leading researcher at Harvard, she was a major, major pioneer in looking at the effects of the brain on health and our sense of well-being. I think she's written like 14 books. And Joe Dispenza and Tony Robbins, you know, no matter what you think of him, there's a reason he gets $1 million for 8 hours of his time because he's freaking brilliant at understanding how the brain works. You know, so we are living in rather exciting times when you look at the pioneers and what they're achieving. And, you know, Dr. Joe's now got a whole team of scientists that are helping him quantify what happens when you get into heart and brain coherence and you know, the body gets the message, oh, things are okay. The measurable outcomes. And none of the scientists that are looking at that were meditators before they started studying this. And they're all meditators now because they're like, well, we're not stupid. If an intervention can cause this many positive effects, you know, we're going to do it.
Nice. Now, you're also a clinical hypnotherapist. So that also probably, obviously, I mean, I don't know too much about it. I'm actually really interested in it. So that can also affect the subconscious, I assume.
Oh, yeah, that's a key. In fact, Joe Dispenza has a huge background in hypnotherapy. So does Tony and Marissa Peer, who I also trained in person with. You know, they're all master hypnotists. And when you look at Ellen Langer's work, you realize, wow, when people say they can't be hypnotized, I kind of smile and say, well, the bad news is you're already hypnotized. The good news is you can rewrite those programs.
Interesting. So when you say that somebody's already hypnotized, are you hypnotized kind of about what's your current programming and how you're thinking?
Well, when we grow up, even when we're born, I mean, you know, life is overwhelming from the word go. Being born is quite a thing. If you've studied Stanislav Grof's work, there's a lot of trauma that's picked up in that time period. Although I've actually not had many people that go back to childbirth. In fact, I can't say that I've ever had, but I've had people go back to being in the womb knowing that they were not wanted. And that's devastating for a young person. I've worked with people with horrible social anxiety that just, you know, got the message early on that they weren't valuable, they weren't wanted. And it's more traumatizing to a person than being shot at on the battlefield from my experience, from what I've witnessed and just working with people. What was your question? I think I've veered off course.
Some people feel that they can't be hypnotized. So you said they're already hypnotized.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, again, if you look at Ellen Langer's work, you cannot even believe the things that impact us. There's something known as priming. And they, you know, scientists have primed people unaware that they're being primed. So for example, they had a group of Asian women taking a math test and half of them, they primed that they were women. The other half, they primed that they were Asian. Well, women historically are not as good as math and Asians historically are really good at math. So the ones that they primed that they were Asian did better on the math test than those that were primed to be female. So, or handing somebody a drink of something that was either warm or cold, before the next person that unbeknownst to them came up and was linked to the same thing, 10 minutes later handed them a survey and if the ones that inadvertently handled the warm drink answered warmer answers than the ones that were handed the cold drink, but that, you know, they had no conscious awareness of this. You know, Ellen Langer took, she's super famous for this amazing study where they took a group of older men and half of them went back and reminisced about the good old days that were, you know, 20 years ago. The other half went back and lived being 20 years younger. And they did all these biometric markers, you know, height, strength, flexibility, finger length, cognitive awarenesses. And the ones that went and lived being 20 years younger were physiologically younger by the end of the study. Now, that's not because they, you know, sat there and did an affirmation, you know, I'm healthy, I'm young. They went and they tricked the brain into believing it, but it's all through priming. So it's getting past the conscious mind so that you have the power of that 40 million bits of being that's being processed by the subconscious mind.
Well, that's really incredible. And now, so if somebody wants to try hypnosis, that's actually something I'd like to try. I've never done that. So what is a hypnosis session like?
So there's a large variety of type of hypnosis, just like there's a large variety of acupuncturists. So if you're considering working with somebody, I would definitely go on YouTube and Yelp and read their reviews, or you know, get word of mouth, or get the referral of a provider that you love and trust. So typically there's called deepeners, where you see yourself going down a flight of stairs, you're focused on a metronome, various ways to sort of, again, bypass that conscious mind. So the practitioner will just, you know, walk you through those so that your brain waves start to slow down. And instead of being in a beta state, which we're in right now, where we're aware of multiple things, we can multitask, you're in this very calm state, which is a very normal state. You go in and out of it all the time when you're drifting in and out of sleep, when you're watching television, when you're meditating, when you're focused on something, you're in a nice low alpha state. So that's the key, because when the brain waves are nice and slowed down like that, then you have much better access to your subconscious mind. So when you're working with somebody who understands the rules of the subconscious mind and how it works, when you're asked questions and you're prompted, you know, the subconscious mind will just give you the answers. So I tell people it's like sitting in a movie theater. You might see things, you might hear things, you might just have sensations in your body. The good news is there's no wrong answers. And then you just, patterns become clear. Tony Robbins says, you know, he's not a motivational speaker at all. He's a pattern recognizer. So the power is in recognizing the patterns. And then once you can see again, why that old pattern got stuck in there, what it wants, what it needs, and then kind of basically like a knot, untying the knot so it can go, oh, I don't want that anymore. I want this other thing. And then it has that pathway to get from where it is to where it wants to go. So it's interesting because some people remember very little about the session because, again, they're in that dream state. This is why it's so difficult to do on your own, because you just navigating your subconscious mind below the level of consciousness is very tricky. It's not impossible, but it's challenging. That's why meditation for lots of people to get the results often takes a long period of time. That's no discouragement, because I think meditation is absolutely essential. So anybody that's willing, I have them actually get the Joe Dispenza material. There's an advanced progressive bundle because that will help them understand how their brain works and start laying that groundwork that will serve them for the rest of their lives. That said, again, you know, people often have something specific that they want to quickly resolve and rewire. And this, as far as I personally know, is the quickest, easiest way to do that. So, you know, after the session, and again, some people have a time, what is it called? Time dilation. So some people will experience the 2 hours as having gone by like in 20 minutes. Other people have much better recall. It doesn't matter. And one of the number one things that I recommend to people is let go of prejudgment. Let judgment go, because if you could have figured the problem out, you would have done so already. The answer's not in the conscious mind. And as Joe talks about, when he talks about, you know, materializing things, the answer will come from something completely unexpected. And that's cool, because then you go, oh, wow, this is really working. you invited an answer that you weren't familiar with to make itself apparent, and it does. And then you apply it and the problem, you know, goes away. So I'm very results based. I want people to have a very, very clear pathway from where they are to where they want to go. And then, you know, when you reach that, you celebrate and let the nervous system know that it's in charge, and then it can feel good and go on and do other positive, wonderful things. So I do work with people in layers because I don't like to just, you know, take a little chip out of it and then let the person go on with whatever the problem is. I work with people over 90 days. I do 3 sessions. They get that audio tape that is their pathway from where they are to where they want to go that they listen to each night. I have a weekly mastermind group that also meets, so everybody can share their stories, their wins, ask their questions. And if they get stuck at any point, I want them to, you know, reach out and ask me, you know, hey, how do I do this? Or, you know, how do I navigate around this? Or, you know, something. I want them to not get stuck at any point. So if anybody feels like they want to investigate that, they can go to my website and just click, it's at consulttara.com or nashvillehealer.com. It takes you to the same place and just click the Let's Talk button. You'll answer a few questions that just get clarity on what the issue is that you most want to change. And then you can meet with me on a Zoom call and see if it's a good fit for you.
Well, that sounds really incredible. And now when you're in the process of, like, when you're actually hypnotized, when you're in that, I guess, the alpha state, the brainwaves. So you had mentioned going down the stairs. You feel like once you're going into that state, you feel like you're going down the stairs. So how does it feel to be in that state? You said it's kind of like a dreamlike feeling and it sounds pleasant.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally natural. It's just, you know, we're in and out of that state all the time. You know, daily you're in this state, you know, multiple times a day. So it's nothing weird or strange. And that's, you know, it's really sad. I think because of Hollywood and Las Vegas, they've made it look like something it's not at all. I mean, when somebody's doing a show in Las Vegas, they're looking for the person that is the most suggestible that they can, you know, but that person is agreeing, you know, to be part of a show and cluck around like a chicken and do all kinds of crazy things. You know, it's not like they've kidnapped somebody on the street and, you know, put us, you know, a circular thing in front of their eyes and, you know, it's not Manchurian Candidate. It's an old black and white movie for those of us who are old enough to remember. But I mean, those kind of things really scare a lot of people away. And it's really, it's not that at all. In fact, it's really empowering. I can't tell you how many people I work with that say, I'm not the same person 6 months later. It's not because, you know, they had anything weird and strange done to them. It's because they dropped the old weird, strange stuff they were hanging on to in the first place. That 150-pound backpack they've been carrying around that they didn't even realize was there or why it was there. You know, there's a much freer sense. And again, people can go on my YouTube channel and listen to all kinds of people I've worked with, or my Instagram. Because the reason I started podcasting in the first place is I just thought I have to let people know how incredible this is. Because I had so many people that were having daily panic attacks and, you know, choking disorders and you know, were going bankrupt. And in just a few sessions, they're feeling more peace, more joy, more happiness than they had felt in their entire life. And it's different for everybody. And I always say, you know, it might be the second session where you really go the deepest or even the third session. It doesn't matter. You know, it's all part of the journey from getting to where you are to where you want to go.
And so for people who do have anxiety, for example, if they're struggling with that, so how can hypnosis help with that?
I go on my YouTube channel and hear all the people that had anxiety and don't have it anymore. It's because, again, if you're an iPhone 4 and you're trying to function in an iPhone 14 world, you aren't bringing the tools and the person, you know, you're bringing a child to the game. You're bringing a scared 4-year-old, 6-year-old, 8-year-old, fill in the blank, to the party. And you're not that anymore. You're something else. And so once your subconscious mind can see, oh, this is what's really going on today, then it can drop that old backpack, which usually has a whole bunch of anxiety in it. And you just don't need it anymore. It wasn't helping you to start out with.
So it sounds like it's a process of, you know, letting go, like you mentioned a couple of times, like a big heavy backpack of anxiety or of childhood trauma. It just lets it go.
Yeah. Yeah. But if your mind believes that that anxiety, that heavy, heavy backpack is saving your life, it's going to hang on for all it's worth. So it's only when the subconscious mind can go, oh, that's hurting me and it's not helping me at all, then it'll be willing to take that journey.
I see. Okay. So the subconscious mind can help your, your conscious mind. It can kind of integrate it, I guess, eventually after a few sessions to realize that, okay, we don't need this anymore. So it can convince your mind.
Yeah. It's well known that the subconscious mind would prefer a familiar hell to an unfamiliar heaven. So the trick is to make heaven familiar and hell unfamiliar. As Tony Robbins says, most people have superhighways to what they don't want and dirt roads to what they do want. These are all the neural pathways that Donald Hebb was talking about back in 1948. Joe Dispenza talks about this all the time. That's why he calls his book Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. But part of that is realizing that there's this attraction to being the old you, you know, when your brain is used to receiving all those adrenaline chemicals and everything else that gets released when the whole world is on fire and in danger, there's an addictive component to it too. So it's like, oh, I've had people call me up like the next day after doing a session, they're like, I feel like I'm stoned. I'm relaxed. Is this normal? And I'm like, yeah, that's what life feels like without anxiety. Enjoy it.
Yes. Wow. And so you say it takes usually a few sessions to notice it.
You know, I've seen people do amazingly well after the first session. The gal that had the choking disorder, that was living in fear of losing more teeth and pain and choking every time she ate, you know, the first session she knew this was the answer. And by the second session, it wasn't an issue anymore. I had one gal with health anxiety. And again, these are all on my YouTube channel and on my Instagram. She came for her third session. She says, look, now she had horrible medical anxiety. She was running to doctors all the time. She wasn't sleeping. She wasn't spending time with her friends, and she came for her third session. She said, I just came to say thank you. She says, I don't have any of my symptoms anymore. They're gone. I'm getting married. I need to get ready for my wedding, and thanks a lot.
Well, it's incredible. Wow. What a success story. This is really amazing. And like you had mentioned before with hypnosis, Hollywood and Vegas, they kind of latched on to some of the more extremes, or like you had said, there's different types.
Well, it's making hypnosis something that it's not. It's taking a facet of it, which, yes, we're suggestible. And if you seek out the most suggestible person in the room, you can make them do fun, entertaining things. But it's not like they're not agreeing to it. I mean, they agreed to be in the room. They agreed to be on stage. So it's not like they haven't agreed to it. I think only in the most extreme situations could somebody... But even then, in their mind, they believe they're doing the right thing. So I can't make anybody think anything they don't want to think or believe anything they don't want to think. In fact, throughout the session, I'm often saying, you know, did I get that right? Is it right for you? Because if it's not right for them, it doesn't have the power.
Okay. So you said it also depends on the practitioner, I'm assuming, too. So.
Oh, 100%. In fact... Deep, confident peace is one of the major outcomes that people receive from doing this work. Because again, you're removing the stress factors that don't apply to your life anymore and just got wired in there in earlier childhood. And I'd say this, the good news is it's not your fault. You know, we tend to be a very blame society and a lot of us beat ourselves up. Oh my God, I was a terrible self-beater upper. And it feels really good to not do that. Your quality of life just improves when you drop the old baggage. So like, for example, and confidence, you know, the higher your confidence is, you make more money, you're happier, your sense of joy is higher, you're able to help other people more, just across the room. So addictions are a big one. Because again, people are trying to fill a hole with whatever the addictive substance is. So whether it's cigarettes, whether it's alcohol, whether it's shopping, sex, it doesn't matter. It's just using a substance to move you from where you are to where you want to go, but you can't do that with the substance. So you really want to fill the hole. So there's just no need for the substance. Phobias have been a thing. I worked with a young girl that was, going in for, she was going to need a general anesthesia to go in to get a cavity filled. And, you know, mother was like, can you prevent this? And I said, sure, no problem. And so we did a session with her and she's like, I got this, no problem. So, and the other good thing is that she's now a more confident kid, not feeling like the slightest little thing is going to scare her. Lots of positive outcomes in moving out of stress and anxiety into peace and calm.
Definitely. Definitely. So assuming that, you know, you can use this for many things, like you can use hypnosis, you can use meditation, but doing these things, could those help us experience, you know, some more peace in our relationships, in our lives? That's where a lot of us want to get to, you know?
Yeah. I've had people with chronic debilitating daily seizures, not have them anymore. Migraine headaches is a big one. It seems like when you get the subconscious mind working on your behalf, there's a lot of things that you thought weren't possible. You know, like the guy with the back pain, I worked with my mother. Okay. So my mom slips, she at 89, she's a very spry, very with it, older lady, but she's walking down the street and she hits a bike rack and drops to her knees. She split her kneecap into 13 pieces. And thank God she got a good surgeon that didn't load her up with a lot of metal. And I said to her, mom, take a picture of yourself. You're going to be the fastest healing case on record. Now, for an older person to immobilize a knee for the time that it takes to heal, that can be the kiss of death. And I made her one audio to speed heal the kneecap. I made her a second one to fool the muscles into believe they were working. It was a virtual gym. And in just 3 months, she was scampering up and down stairs. And 6 months later, she was going up and down ladders.
That's incredible. And like you had said, getting that confidence, it can just enhance so many areas of your life, income and relationships.
Yeah.
So the subconscious mind, it's just so powerful and incredible. We don't think about all the things it can do.
Yeah. It's very, very exciting that the times that we're living in and the studies that are being done to further understand further complete our understanding about what's going on.
Well, I think that's really important too, the studies, and just because then it can show you that this is really true, and more studies means, you know, more research. It's maybe more, acceptance of it in mainstream medicine, perhaps in the future, and utilization of it.
Yeah. People often say, if this is possible, why doesn't my doctor know? And I love Dr. David Perlmutter. He teaches physicians all over the world. He wrote Grain Brain, and his more current book is Drop Acid. But, and he means drop acid in the body, not tabs of mess water. But he says it takes 18 years for, on average, good information to get into mainstream medicine, which is really tragic. And then I love William Davis. He wrote Undoctored, and he also wrote Wheat Belly. He was a cardiac surgeon that got tired of giving everybody drugs and surgery when he realized lifestyle could solve it. He says there's no grape and grape nuts, there's no ham and hamburger, and there's no health and healthcare.
Sadly, it's true, and it's sad. But hopefully, you know, more research, and that they'll be able to, you know, integrate it in the future. Hopefully that would be nice. Now, you have a specific, I think that's, I'm correct about this. So core trauma transformation, is that what your program is, and not what you do? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And if people want to just say hello, they can go to my website. They can say that they found me on Teaspoon of Healing, and I will happily send them my audio tape, which is just a simple relaxation meditation called Unzip, where you can unzip from your current stressy reality and step into calm and peace. It's one of my practice audios that I do for people who want to work with me. So they can have that as a gift for listening on your show.
Oh, great. And now, could you please give your website information again to the listeners?
It's consulttara.com. That's T-A-R-A. Or you can go to nashvillehealer.com and it'll take you to the same place. And if you're interested in connecting with me and seeing if this is a good fit, just click the Let's Talk button. And you can answer a few questions, set up a time to talk with me. There's no obligation. I'm just looking for people that are a good fit. And if I can help you in any other way, I'm more than happy to pass on other resources to you as well.
Oh, great. And you also, you mentioned your Instagram and your YouTube and podcast. So how can people get those?
Mm-hmm. So Instagram is at Dr. Dr. Tara Perry, T-A-R-A-P-E-R-R-Y. YouTube, you should be able to call it up with the same thing, or you might need Dr. Tara Grace Perry.
And is that where you do your podcast as well?
It's on YouTube, but it's also on all platforms. So Apple, Spotify, all of them. It's called Next Level Healing. And oh my goodness, I've been so blessed with just crazy, amazing guests. I'm just so thrilled that to be in this space. And I'm thrilled to be in the space with you, Dawn.
Well, thank you. I really am happy to have you on here. I'm really interested. I'm probably going to reach out as well and at least explore your audio tape, because I would like to explore this more for myself. There are some blockages I have, and I've always been interested in it. But like you said, some of this, I was actually scared of, not meditation. I've done that, but hypnosis. I've been interested in it, but also scared, because like you say, in the popular media, they give a different perception of it. I always thought, oh, is it possible that you can get stuck in it? I think there was a movie. Maybe it was Office Space. I think it was a 90s movie. Yes. And the guy got stuck in it. And it transformed his life. It was great. But he got stuck in it for a while because...
Oh, you mean Shallow Hal?
No, I think it was Office Space. There was a time where like he was getting hypnotized and then the hypnotist passed away during the session, which is ridiculous. And then he got stuck in it. And his life was great. But it's like... I obviously didn't really believe it, but you just think, okay, well, what happens if I get stuck? Or
actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I work virtually. I mean, there are times where, you know, somebody's computer runs out of energy, or, you know, there's times you get disconnected. Well, it's just like coming out of a daydream and, you know, you go, oh, okay, well, I need to get back on again. And then we just drop you right back down in. And I've had people whose spouses, you know, walk through the room and like, you know, make a bunch of noise. And so it's not like your body goes numb. You're not drooling on the floor. You know, you are in, you know, if God forbid something were to happen, you could fully wake up and respond. There's nothing preventing that.
Okay. That's good to know.
It's just like coming out of a daydream.
Yeah. That's what I figured, but I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to explore it. It's really interesting.
Well, I'm excited to talk more with you about it.
Great. And thank you, by the way, so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your wisdom and sharing what you do. It's been really interesting. And before we sign off, is there anything you'd like to share with the listeners?
Gosh, I just want to encourage people that if you're struggling with something, you know, plug into some resource that's got really awesome outcomes, and just know that if you start plugging in the right resources, you can really, really shift and change. And don't get stuck in things that aren't giving you the, you know, because sometimes people want to see you 30 times. I mean, good Lord. I always wondered that as an acupuncturist, how do you get somebody to come 30 times without getting, I mean, if I didn't get a shift in the first three sessions, I'm looking for somebody else to send you on to.
That's a really good point. Thank you for sharing that. Well, thank you again so much for coming on the show, and I'll check out all your resources. And again, just thanks. It's been really enlightening.
Thanks so much, Dawn. Delighted to be here with you.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
Susan, you remember the time we were in Orange County? We were driving around and we got lost, and we ran into this place called
Avila's El Ranchito.
You remember the place? The place had awesome decor and authentic margaritas.
Did you know that Avila's El Ranchito has been around since 1966? They have 13 locations throughout Orange County. Visit Salvador Avila's location in Lake Forest and Foothill Ranch for great food, ambiance, and specialty margaritas.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical advice. Please consult a physician or other health professional before undertaking changes in lifestyle or wellness habits. The author claims no responsibility to any person or entity for any liability, loss, or damage caused or alleged to be caused directly or indirectly as a result of the use, application, or interpretation of the information presented herein.